All right.
Let's go.
We are on item 16. Our CEO takes the lead.
Okay. So, Sarah has had a maintenance and system software support services agreement with CPAS since 2009. This is an agreement that's typically renewed on an annual basis. With the implementation of the new procurement policy last fall, where if there's items over $25,000, I'm prompted to come back to the board for and seek your approval. So at this time, I would like to ask the board's approval to renew the agreement with CPAS. And as mentioned in the memo, it's a 1.3% increase compared to the prior year.
I'd be happy to make the motion, but I also have a comment, too.
Make the motion. I'll second, and I have a question, too.
Yeah, my question is whether or not I'm sorry. This, as far as I'm concerned, this doesn't need to come to the board. I think we need to have some recommendations on the limits, and also especially if it's an existing contractor and the percentage increases. This is just, that's why we have a CEO.
So with that, I'm also going to be bringing back the procurement policy at the next meeting with some revisions. Last October, the board, this was our first ever procurement policy. We put that in place. Part of the policy, it talks about having a review within a year of implementation. So I'm going to be bringing that back with some suggested changes.
I'm sorry. I thought I turned it off.
So at this point, the policy requires you to come back on the more than $25,000 standard.
But even if it's a renewal? I can't remember.
Even if it's a renewal.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so see that revisit. And we're going to look at changing the policy
at the next meeting.
At the next meeting, I'll bring you back.
So did you make a motion?
I did.
Okay, so we have a motion. Seconded.
Discussion. I didn't hear all of that, but my preference would be that this thing comes every 3 years, not every year. So if that's going to be the discussion next week, I'll bring it up then.
I guess that might be a different discussion, but it could be incorporated in it. But I'm more concerned about renewals of existing contracts.
I just have one question about the CPAS maintenance agreement. We have not fully implemented CPAS, right? So does this maintenance agreement and support agreement cover the full system? Or are we going to incur a higher charge once we're fully implemented?
I don't anticipate us incurring an additional charge when additional modules and different things are built out within that.
So have we been paying since 2009 for support on all the modules, even though we've never used them?
It's a flat support charge, not a per module charge.
Okay.
So whatever is in place and active at that time, it's covered. And there is an allowance at the end of the year. If there's support hours left over, they allow us to carry them over for a certain period of time. This year, I expressed some concern that they might not be able to do that within the given period of time. So I've been able to negotiate it so that we don't lose hours.
What percentage, just on average, do we typically use of the allotted support hours?
I would have to take a look at it. I would say over the last 12 months, we used a lot more support hours than we did previously.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. No, I can. Yeah, that's definitely the case.
So we're getting more bang for the buck.
For at least a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Call the question. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion passes unanimously.
The next item is also mine. It's relating to our fiduciary liability insurance. Similar situation. This is the type of insurance we've had for a number of years. However, due to the premium amounts, it's something that I need to take back to the board and ask for your authorization to renew these policies.
I'll move the recommendation, but same question.
I'll second it.
This is the one where we will all have a very small individual premium to pay. I believe is the case. Well, $10. So each trustee pays $10.
$10. Something like that.
Wait to see what the limits are on the
plan itself can't pay for our
Is this the tender one that I write the check?
Our waiver, so that we're covered under it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, just so everyone knows, you're going to get a $10 bill, something like that. Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion passes unanimously.